I was at home and I got a phone call from actually a reporter or a journalist from the New York Post. And I just let it ring. I was just screening my calls. And she said, "Are you the sister of Kendra Webdale?" And so I heard that and I like hopped up to go get the phone. She said, "That was killed on the subway." And like as soon as I heard the word killed, I went to a different place, a place that I've never been before, that I felt like I was kind of out of myself. I never knew what going into shock was, and now when I look back, it was definitely that type of feeling, but I just remember falling on the floor, and I was just screaming. I was making noises that I didn't even know I was capable of, because there's nothing in my life that ever made me scream like that or make a noise like that. And I actually later, I must have been eating an Oreo, because there was Oreo like all over the floor. And the worst part about the whole day was knowing that I had to tell my family. And I remember standing by my bed and thinking to myself, right now, they don't know. Like right now, life is good. And I'm going to tell them something so horrible that's going to change their lives. And I don't want to do it. And I just remember like waiting, just minutes, knowing I had to, but just waiting to give them more moments of peace. And there was one voice message that Kendra had miraculously left. I had the old answering machines, and there was a little tape in it. And there is a full message from Kendra.
"It's Kendra. It's Monday night at about 10.
I know every inflection in her voice. So she's actually talking on it and talking for like a couple minutes. And in the end, she's like, "Okay, bye. I love you.
I love you. Talk to you later. Bye."
That is the one thing that I have with her voice on. And it's one of the most valuable things that I could ever have.